It's Friday, folks. The end to another week. This is Dave Bauer, Senior Market Analyst for Pravimi. And before we start the weekend, I'll offer some market perspective, recap some pork industry and market highlights, and I'll also list some of the things to think about as we prepare for next week. The news just can't get any more provocative. Flocks of black swans, a human virus that has changed the global economy and how we live our daily lives. There are at least 90 fires running through at least a dozen western states, and we learned that derecho winds are just another name for hurricane. Speaking of hurricanes, this week marks the peak of hurricane season. So far, 17 named storms have formed. There are only 4 names left on this season's list, and the National Hurricane Center is currently monitoring tropical depressions number 18 and 19 named Paulette and Renee. Amazingly, the pace of named storms this year is unseen since record-keeping began in 1851. That's 170 years ago. But all of this pales to the historic significance of this fateful day in history from just 19 years ago when planes were hijacked and flown into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. We should never forget those we lost that fateful day, our armed service men and women around the world, our healthcare workers, nor our police and firemen and women that protect us here at home each day. Never forget the cost of freedom. Our pork exports saw 30,200 metric tons on a weekly basis. That was down 44% versus last week, but just 3% below the 4-week average. Shipments were 33,600 metric tons, up 3% versus last week and the 4-week average. I'll circle back to comment on the monthly exports from last week, as I've heard a number of comments that July was the first month since May of 2019 of lower month-over-month exports. I feel it's worth pointing out that in the 3 years of 2016, 17, and 18, monthly pork exports from June to July fell an average 8%. In 2019, they increased 12%. So this year's 7% increase, although higher than the average, was 5% less than last year's bubble. This did, however, break the streak of 12 straight individual monthly records for pork exports. Now, for October's upcoming report for August exports, the past 3-year average from July to August was for a 1.5% increase. We'll likely be above the 3-year average trend, but may find it difficult to land above last year's strong pace. But a strong effort from China could potentially surprise us all. And of course, it's hard to ignore the limit up run in hog futures on Thursday and again on Friday in response to Germany announcing their first positive case for ASF. Although hundreds of kilometers from commercial hog production, intense efforts and hundreds of kilometers of fence to deter the wild boar migration from Poland couldn't stop it. The news of South Korea's ban on Germany pork meat and the anticipation of others to follow added to the bullish emotion and the hope that this just means China will buy more U.S. pork. Germany is pushing for countries to treat this on a regional basis, rather than ban their pork exports entirely. We experienced this here in the U.S. with avian influenza and the outbreaks that we saw over the past few years. Initially, countries banned all U.S. chicken exports until our efforts to help consumers understand our strong biosecurity practices. Today, in the case of an avian influenza outbreak, importing countries now agree to ban imports by region of outbreak rather than the entire country. Hopefully, Germany can help set this regional precedent for African swine fever. And what's the word on forward profitability? Again, the current futures rally continues to reduce last half 2020 losses and now reflect positive returns as early as mid Q1 2021. But I caution those that think this trend continues. Yes, hog returns are increasing, but so are feed costs. And based on the grain report later this morning, I'd be careful not to be overly friendly to hog margins. Hog futures can continue to add value, but that doesn't mean net returns will do the same. Make sure you're having conversations with your risk advisors to manage this forward risk-reward scenario. And at Pravimi, our nutrition and account teams are dedicated to helping tomorrow's pork producers turn over every rock in their production business to learn just where the most effective places are to make change. Lean on your trusted advisors today to help you think through the best scenarios for your system for tomorrow. These are unusual times, and it will pay dividends to be proactive. At Pravimi, we strive to give you the information you need to run a more precise pork system. So if you have questions on feeding pigs or hog margins into 2021, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me by clicking on the Ask Dave button on your Feedstuffs Precision Pork Podcast landing page. In times like these, it's best to remember, success is a journey, not a destination. So make sure you're planning your journey today to help ensure tomorrow's success.